This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Susila Kharki directs Nepali masons abroad to inform about major changes in Nepal. 9 highways blocked by floods and landslides in 3 provinces. Efforts underway to resume BP highway operations with temporary diversions. Nepal defeats Kuwait by 58 runs in ICC Men's T20 World Cup qualifier. And US President Trump says Israel and Hamas have agreed to first phase of Gaza peace deal, paving way for ceasefire. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Susila Kharki has directed Nepali ambassadors and heads of diplomatic missions abroad to inform their host countries about the major change that has recently taken place in Nepal. In a virtual meeting, the Prime Minister instructed missions to share updates on Nepal's current situation and contribute and coordinate rather support from foreign governments and organizations ahead of the election schedule for the 5th of March next year. According to Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lok Bahadur Poudel Chhetri, the Prime Minister shared Nepal has now returned to normal and economic activities have resumed. She also urged missions to provide faster, technology-friendly services to Nepalis abroad and to promote the government's physical infrastructure reconstruction fund to attract international financial support. Heavy rains have blocked 9 main highways across Koshi, Bagmati and Karnali provinces. According to the information provided by the police headquarters, blocked sections include the Koshi Highway in Sankhuasaba, Mechi Highway in Ilam, Tamur Corridor in Panchthar, Pasanglamu Highway in Roswe and BP Highway stretches in Kabri Palanchuk and Sindhuli. In Karnali province, the corridor at Kurila in Humla and Jugi Nikola in Calicut is also closed. Some local roads in Thankuta and Makwanpur have also been affected. Meanwhile, efforts are on the way to resume BP highway operations with temporary diversions. A temporary 4-kilometer diversion is being created to resume operations on the affected streets. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Kulman Gissing, along with officials from the Road Department today, monitored damaged sections of the BP Highway caused by recent floods and landslides. Minister Gissing urged engineers and contractors to expedite work on the highway, a vital link connecting Kathmandu with Bagmati, Madhes and Kosi provinces. Some sections are already under permanent reconstruction, while contracts for other damaged parts are in the final stages. With the BP highway blocked due to recent rain-triggered damage, travellers between the Tarai and Eastern districts are using Dolalghat via Kurukut, Monthali, Charikut, Mude, Khaditsur alternative routes. The traffic police have arranged one-way movement from Deepkotachuk in Monthali to the bus park in Kathmandu and vice versa via Kotahar Boat Chuk to ease congestions. Kausal Nirvana Information Officer at the District Police Office Ramesab said the alternate route is helping vehicles travelling from the Tarai to Kosi province and Kathmandu, and authorities are working to ensure smooth travel for passengers returning home after the Dasai festival. The Department of Water Supply and Sewage Management has begun collecting details of damage to drinking water and sanitation systems caused by recent floods and landslides. A circular has been issued to 15 officers under the department across all 7 provinces to report the damage, including destroyed pipelines, intake structures, reservoir tanks, motor pumps and sanitation equipment. Director General Komal Rajshrestha said the reports will help plan immediate relief and long-term rehabilitation, identify affected areas, assess costs and set priorities. Last year's rains had caused over 4 billion rupees in damage to the sector. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that Israel and Hamas have agreed to the first phase of his Gaza peace plan. According to the BBC, the deal includes the release of Israeli hostages and Palestinian prisoners, the withdrawal of Israeli forces, and the entry of humanitarian aid into Gaza. Israel's cabinet is set to meet around 2 p.m. Jerusalem time today to approve the agreement, after which a ceasefire will take effect. The U.S. says all remaining Israeli hostages could be freed by Monday. Hamas has confirmed the deal but says it has not yet received the final list of prisoners to be released in exchange. Celebrations have erupted in Gaza and Israel following the breakthrough achieved after intense talks in Egypt. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it a great day, while UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer described it as a moment of profound relief. Meanwhile, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has met Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Mumbai during his first visit to India. According to the BBC, Leader Starmer is leading the UK's largest ever trade delegation of over 100 business leaders, entrepreneurs, university heads and cultural figures on a two-day mission aimed at strengthening economic and trade ties. The visit follows the landmark India-UK trade deal signed in July. Starmer is also scheduled to deliver a keynote speech at a financial technology conference later today. Indian Prime Minister Modi described the visit as historic, as the two leaders were welcomed by large crowds and images of them displayed across Mumbai. Now sports update. Nepal defeated Kuwait by 58 runs in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Asia and East Asia Pacific qualifier. Match held last night at Al Emirate Cricket Ground in Oman. Chasing Nepal's 142-run target, Kuwait were bowled out for 83 runs in 18.1 overs. Only three Kuwaiti batsmen reached double figures, with Clinton Anto scoring highest 26 runs. Nepali bowlers were led by Lalit Rajbangshi, Sandeep Lamisane and captain Rohit Pauwel, who took two wickets each, while Sampal Kami, Nandan Yadav and Kusal Vurtel took one each. Batting first, Nepal scored 141 runs at the loss of 7 wickets in 20 overs. Kusal Vurtel top scored with 66 runs of 56 balls, followed by Dipendra Singh Airy and Gulshan Shah with 20 runs each. Captain Rohit Pauwel added 16 runs. Vurtel was named player of the match for his all-round performance. Nepal in Group B with Kuwait and Japan aims to secure T20 World Cup 2026 spot along with 8 other countries across 3 groups. Nepal will take on Japan tomorrow in the last match of the group stage. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of light rain at one or two places in the hilly areas of the country. With this, we have almost completely ended this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Susila Karki directs Nepali missions abroad to inform about major changes in Nepal. 9 highways blocked by floods and landslides in 3 provinces. Efforts underway to resume BP highway operations with temporary diversions. Nepal defeats Kuwait by 58 runs in ICC Men's T20 World Cup qualifier. And US President Trump says Israel and Hamas have agreed to first phase of Gaza peace deal, paving way for ceasefire. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.readnepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.